Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. We are most certainly glad to have you in here with us tonight. We got a great message. Call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy is on the air tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And what we're going to get into is a very, very timely, I believe, and a most interesting subject. Tonight, the sacredness of numbers. And if you really think about what numbers are, they're mathematical equations that the whole universe is based on. There's a number for everything. The Bible talks about the numbering systems, and they are significant. They're coded because a lot of the people are not, basically they're not actually educated in the numbering system that Yahweh has designed for man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know tonight that above all things that we should be looking up. Now, the reason we want you to look up is because your redemption draweth nigh. Now, if it draws nigh, then that means that there's special things that are revealed to you through numbers. Then let's take the sacredness of the spiritual numerology, and 33, that's one we're going to dwell on tonight, and we're going to connect it to, basically, you're going to be surprised where 33 is going to take you. And it's ironic that I live on Highway 33, right here in Tazewell. 33 goes right through our little country town up here in eastern Tennessee, and it runs into Knoxville. So 33 is a number that I would really like for you to concentrate on tonight. Now, the number 33 and 3 are bound and both featured prominently in occult doctrine as well as the significance of the Bible. The great significance of the number 33 cannot be fully understood unless it is combined with the most important science of the occult systems that are present upon the earth. And I would like to mention one, Freemasonry, because they're into navigation and the compass and the square, and the most visible symbols of Masonry are also the basic tools of navigation and map making. I don't know whether you knew that or not, but it is fascinating how these wise men, the Masons, and they are wise, ladies and gentlemen. They got a leg up, and they're light years ahead of most people. And that don't mean that they're right, but it don't mean that they are eternally or perpetually wrong. So we're going to consider what they have drawn from the number 33, and of course you know their highest honor and degree is the 33rd degree. And it is based on the square and the compass. Navigation. Navigation to where? Well, better yet, navigation from. Not to where, but from. Now, remember the Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. If you are here now, upon this planet, there is a chance that at least one-third of the population of the planet, now there's probably 6 or 7 billion people, give or take who's counting the numbers, but they're here upon the earth, and probably, now remember he said, I didn't choose you because you were the most people, I chose you because you were the fewest people upon the earth, and there's probably one-third of the potential of the earthlings here, and we specifically mention the house of Israel, the house of Jacob. The Bible is, it's basically a racial book. It is based upon a covenant to a people from a group of beings. Now, this is amazing, and I'm even talking this because it's so far out of religious skelter. It's helter-skelter to religion, because religion just wants a little friendly God, you know, somewhere, an old bearded gentleman with his son, and this is how they conceive their ideals, that there's an old bearded guy that sits up in the heavens, and he's watching over the earth, and he loves everybody, and he gets along good with everybody, and it's all right for all these things to happen in these religious bodies. I'm ashamed, because of what I know about the truth. You can't, you know, they have a form and a fashion. You go to these churches and all, they dress up and they put their robes on and they sing religious songs and Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, and all that. It's almost embarrassing that they don't know anymore about the Bible. But the sacred knowledge has been around since the very beginning. And I told you about the dragon. We did a series now. Last week, we finished up a series, part 3, of Draco the Dragon. I want to continue in a little bit different light. I'm going to take this message tonight and bring it into the climax of 20 and 12. Now, I'm not predicting that anything earth-shaking is going to happen in 20 and 12, but there is a significant amount of numerics, sacred numerics, that are pointing towards a change. And I believe that this change is going to be so special, and it's going to be so quick, that it's going to come up on people unaware. And isn't that what the Bible said? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of man. Now, they had a rapture in the days of Noah. But the only problem is, it's alien, or it's reversed from what the people are telling you today. They say that they're going to be raptured out and taken away to glory. And then Yahweh is going to deal with man and give everybody else a chance, and you know, and then we're going to go through the tribulation, but the saints are not going to be here. All this is against the numeric function of the number 33. Remember in the days of Noah, it was the wicked that was raptured up and out of here. And in the days of Lot, it wasn't the righteous raptured out. The righteous remained in both occasions. And these are illustrations, or demonstrations, if you will, metaphors and analogies that are clearly pointing toward that these things happen to them for an example. For to us, we should receive it as an example. Well, the example is the rapture didn't happen to the righteous. It happened to the wicked. And it's going to be in the end of the world. I'll prove it to you. The Bible says he said when he came that he was going to gather up the tares and burn them. Now, then he's going to gather up the righteous. The tares are going to be gathered and burned, and they're going to remove. The tares are going to be removed. And the Bible says that this mighty one, and we're going to dwell on the coming of. Now we talked about Draco and his coming. Now this is Satan, and I expressed in part two and three of Draco the dragon. That he's coming from the heavens, and the heavens declare it. The Bible said the heavens declare it long before it ever happened, long before you ever came here. The heavens were already set in order. You are an eternal being. You are not a temporary being. And the number system is so unique that only the masters of these numbers, the Pythagorean number system, was one of the indicators that broke some of the code of these numbering systems, and the Bible was more clearly understood by the Pythagorean system. Listen to this now. The number three is essential in the process of navigation. It unites time with space. Now, wait a minute. What do I mean by that? That it unites in an essential process. It unites the time with space, and the heavens with the earth. Oh, now we're beginning to see the picture here. Can you begin to see what I'm trying to express to you here tonight? That there is a central, what we call a key number. And that number is 33. It's two threes put together. But the number three, which is essential to the process of navigation, uniting time with space and the heavens with the earth. The geometry of the three-sided triangle establishing the location and distance on a map or triangulation. It is impossible. It is impossible without that navigational numbering system. Now, what about that? That Yahweh would build or hang the pillars of the earth on this number, number three. And of course, a double witness would be 33, and here enter the occult. They love to get into these things. Christians are so dumbed down and sitting in the pews with their rear end sitting on their five fingers, and them sitting there asleep or lulled to sleep or listening to good music and performers. It's just, you know, going to church today is like going to the movies. Or going to a concert. It really reminds me of a concert. The frenzy that they can work you up with music. And oh, you'll get to shouting and you'll get to waving your hands. Well, they do that at the rock concerts when they're worshiping the devil. And these people are supposed to be worshiping Jesus, they say. But they act like just that they're a rock concert. They're being told that they're going to be raptured out and everything is okay. Don't have to worry about nothing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as a navigator can use increments of the Earth's latitude and longitude to determine location in space and time, these increments can be measured in the Earth itself to reveal the appointed times of humanity's destiny. Now, I don't know where that you're with me here tonight, but if you can measure these things, you can also measure that the earth is itself to reveal the appointed time of our destiny. Is the earth crying out? Is it speaking in the last days? Are the heavens to earth or earth to heaven? Better yet, heaven to earth. We came from heaven, and we get our instructions from heaven, and we need to hear from heaven, and we need to understand these great mysteries of the number 33. Now, let me give you the following of the appointed times of humanity, the destiny of the earth. the number 33 and the compass and square are so important as the symbols of the Illuminati elite that 33.33 degrees of the great circle of the earth represents 20 and 12, 2012. Listen to this now. You're going to be blown away. Nautical miles. Did somebody, I'm talking about those that were here before us, the Mayans, they had this figured out. That's why that they place such emphasis on 20 and 12. What's going to happen, Pastor Buddy? Is the earth going to end in 20 and 12? With the scare tactics of the wicked, see, they want you to do like you were treated in Y2K. That when we rolled into 2000, that 1999 moved away, that the computers would fail, and we're going to have a massive confusion upon the earth, and we were all going to be plunged into utter darkness, and we would need kerosene and diesel fuel, and I know people that buried 10,000 gallons of diesel fuel. Now they have to pump it out and use it. It didn't happen. I know people, including myself, that packed food, but I had food packed before Y2K. And I've got food packed after Y2K. I was disappointed that Babylon didn't fall. I was really hoping it would. And yet it's meant to fall at a later time. So the destiny of Earth to determine the location of time and space, the most important symbol of the Illuminati elite is 33.33 degrees of the great circle of the Earth, which represents 20 and 12. Did your great ones that have been hidden these rituals and secret rituals, and they recruit, you see, they only recruit the cream of the top of the crop, to the top. Cream comes to the top for the crop. And so then the 33rd level, you get the 32nd degree, the 31st, you know, whatever. You start, you low, and then you build yourself up, and they get devoted disciples of the Illuminati. Or let's say, if we take it back up to the present, all of the Masonic temples that teach things about 20 and 12. Did you know that that 33.33 degrees of the great circle of the earth represents 20 and 12?
Well, you probably ought to.
Because it's very important. Now, why? Mount Hermon in the Phoenicia, the first location of extraterrestrial influence upon man, lies precisely at 33.33 degrees north and 33.33 degrees east, 2,012 miles from the equator and 2,012 miles from the Paris meridian, which was often used as the prime meridian throughout history, and is the meridian to which many ancient structures are aligned. Additionally, the Knights Templars still use the Paris meridian as the prime meridian. The Paris meridian, listen to this now, is 2.20 degrees east of the Greenwich Meridian, which is what the government uses. Have they tried to change times and laws? You see, they put us on a Gregorian calendar, and we just spent 13 hours, Brother Arnold, myself, we spent 13 or 14 hours and posted every one of them on oneyahweh.com for your information, as to prove the accuracy of time. Here are the numbers that don't lie. Now, it's a fact that numbers don't lie if they're used correctly, but it is also a fact that liars do figure. Now that's what you got to look at. And so here, the Greenwich Meridian, which was established as the prime meridian at the 1884 International Meridian Conference in Washington, D.C. Oh my. 1884, they decided that the Greenwich Meridian was the proper location. Now, they set an international timeline, a dateline, if you will. And in this, Daniel 7:25 comes into play when they changed times and laws. While the latitude measurement is standard, they changed the meridian from the Paris meridian, which is 2.2 degrees, and we're concentrating on the number 33.33, to establish 2012 based on the Paris meridian. Now, which one would you think would be right? You see, if they can get you out of time sync, if they can take you out of knowing the times and the seasons, they've got your soul. Satan has enslaved you by changing times and laws, and basically the 33.33 degrees north from the equator to Mount Hermon, the longitude of the earth based on the Paris meridian, seems to have been regarded as increasingly sensitive due to the wilder dissemination of knowledge during the Industrial Revolution, and needed to be obstructed. Needed to be. Why? To protect their knowledge. To get you out of sync. To take you off the proper timeline. The 1884 International Meridian Conference in Washington, D.C. was heavily influenced by the eminent Alfred Pike, a 33-degree Mason. His burial site is at 13 Washington Avenue, of all things, and he's the highest ranking or the most idolized member of the High Council of the Elite, and he prophesied World War III. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with the occult raging and their plan of action being carried out, it looks like to me that the onslaught of the destruction of the greatest country upon the earth known to man is now in the infant stages of coming to pass, as they destroyed Russia and killed over 60 million white Aryan Russians because they opposed the plan. Well, there's 200 million possibly slated for destruction in the United States as the evil governments of the world conspiring to actually destroy the wealth and the power and the prestige. Because when they destroy America, they're destroying the power and the will of its people. You see, that's what it means. It wouldn't be so bad if this government fell to its face, and I'd be in all favor. But the government's got to fail before they can conquer the people, or they can control the people. And that's what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. To be completely accurate, the number of nautical miles in 33.33 degrees of the earth is actually 20 and 12.9, rather than the above stated 20.12. This more accurate number of 20.012.9 corresponds to the year and the month and the day that the ancient Mayans of Middle America believe their calendar will end, which is December the 21st on 20 and 12. Now, we're only a few years out of that date. What's going to happen, Pastor Buddy? Are we going to have an end of the world? Uh-uh. We're going to have the beginning of the most herald looked to, pointed to. The ancients have pointed to this date. It is a change of the spirits of the spiritual the systems of the earth. There's going to be a great change. And you say, well, I just can't wait for that day. You better hope that day don't come. Because the change is going to be two parts. The first change is evil. And the second change is good. I said before you, evil and good, or good and evil, in a case coming from heaven. But did you know that there is a group of high Elohim, headship company, is what I like to refer to them as, the headship company of the mighty ones. These beings are coming back peacefully. They're literally setting up for the Illuminati on this system at Mount Hermon. They're going to set up a system that will deceive the whole earth. Now that's a spiritual age that I'm talking is coming. Now remember, there's an evil spirit and there's a good spirit. Which one comes first, Pastor Buddy? Well, of course the evil would have to come first, because the Bible said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is going to come down among you, knowing that he has but a short time. Now that short time, in biblical sense, it'd be just like your life. Your life in front of Yahweh is just a vapor. You appear and then you're gone. But in this sense, it's going to be just a little bit longer. Now, my question is, will, at the coming of the Luciferians, who predicted that they would come in 20 and 12, or the age of enlightenment would come. Now, if you're talking about the age of enlightenment, Satan is your man. He's coming back illuminated with the Illuminati who are preparing his kingdom for him, even as we speak, for a new world order. That's what I'm talking about here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There is coming an age, and 2012 is the target date. Albert Pike spoke of this way back in 1860s. Up through 65, when actually the Confederate War ended. He was a Confederate general, but he was accepted into the Illuminati as their chief spokesman. He was an awesome-minded man. Satan gives these men great power to know the mysteries of the Illuminati, the enlightened ones that bow their knee to Lucifer. Which is exactly what these cults, these hidden, you know, they go in behind closed doors and you have to be a member to join. And you better watch what you join. To really know that December the 21st, 2012, this is also the year that their serpent god and founder of civilization, the great white one, will return from heaven. Now remember, the great white one, and we're not talking about his skin color, we're talking about that he's the illuminated, or the illuminated one, who controls the Illuminati and gives them power through knowledge and hidden knowledge. The arcane, the occult. And we're not talking about little witches riding brooms. You know, we got some of the most fearful and superstitious Christians on the planet. You put them on a circle of salt, and they think they're in witchcraft, which actually is the circle that Yahweh designed in the book of Numbers, which is where I got my illumination from Yahweh. I hope it's from Yahweh. I trust it is from Yahweh, because the Bible says prove all things. Well, I went right to the book of Numbers chapter 2 and got the greatest revelation of, and I wasn't particularly into numbers. I didn't like numbers. I never was good at math. I slept through the math classes in school. I got a reasonable understanding and a quick learning mind. I had to get with a plan after I got out of school. I learned some of the basic fundamentals of mathematics, and got fascinated later on and wished that I had paid more attention in school, like in algebra, equations and things of this nature that I slept through. But whatever pi means, whatever the age of Aquarius means, the new age coming, all these are pointing that somebody's coming from heaven. And it's going to be the serpent god. Not Yahweh. It's going to be the dragon god. It's going to be Draco, and his angels are due to return. Why is NASA, why is the space age, why are we so interested to start hopping in planets, or planet hopping right now? You know, this is the 40th anniversary of the moon, when supposedly Neil Armstrong took one small step for man upon a distant planet, 250,000 miles away. Now that, the moon is relatively close, ladies and gentlemen, because the nearest star is 4 light years away. And we getting this ambition to star hop? Well, wait till your daddy gets here. Wait till your big daddy gets here. The whole world's going to receive him as Yahweh himself. Oh, yeah. He's going to offer you a rapture trip. You want to go? I don't think so. I don't think I do. Now, notice. How is the year 2012 anchored in time? And why? Dates and years were commonly measured from the start of the reign of the king or at the founding of a new city in antiquity. Our modern calendar is aligned to the birth of the Messiah from Israel. Yahweh, even though that this anchor point is not fixed absolutely, there is a debate concerning when exactly the Messiah was born. Various researchers have placed the time of the birth of the Messiah at 11 BC, 3 BC, and AD 1. Now, those are some of the popular dates of his arrival upon the earth. 11 BC, 3 BC, and AD 1. Additionally, our modern calendar was based on earlier versions that were adjusted several times forward or back. See this. And people come on the radio and want to debate, learn scholars of the Bible using the Gregorian change calendar and trying to, ladies and gentlemen, it's no contest. It really ain't no contest. Man that wants to know the truth, and man that's really concerned about the truth, is going to remember that this Roman calendar, it was adjusted several times forward or back a number of years by Roman emperors and popes. Plus, there has already been a 2012 BC in our calendar, though it is not a remarkable year with respect to knowledge. There was no great leap forward. Now let me give you a scripture. They shall run to and fro. Have you ever seen an age of transportation? I mean, it's amazing what we've got to go on. Now here we are trying to star hop around the earth in rocket ships. It reminds you of some of the depictions and the things that were in the Mesopotamian era, where we talked about the ancient ones in the summer, that they were telling us that these gods that came from the heavens, that they mated with the daughters of men, and they did these despicable things, and that the earth was turned into, actually was turned upside down with these evil ones, and the book of Enoch, it's almost staggering to read the book of Enoch and tell the atrocities that these giants, these serpents, when it came from heaven, they were cannibals. They turned cannibalistic. They ate everything in sight. Are we the food for the serpents? Is the planet being filled with bodies to flesh? Just like the Bible said in Armageddon that the birds of the air come to the great feast? And you know what was on the menu? Man's flesh. He invited the birds of the air and the fowls, the eagles, the buzzards, we call them down here in the south, these vultures, known by modern terminology. But ladies and gentlemen, it's remarkable. It is absolutely remarkable of what's going on around our planet. It is awesome. Here we are in the greatest age and the greatest time that man has ever known, and yet everybody thinks that the world is going to go right on and right on. Therefore, finding a relationship between AD 20 and 12 and our present age may be critical to resolve the uncertainty about the year 20 and 12, which is right on our time slot. It is actually an anchored time, rather than focusing on the calendar that is wishy-washy, to say the least. And people say, well, I know it's self-day because that's what the calendar says, glory to God. But, Jim, I hate to be so naive and stupid. I mean, you know, somebody's beat you with a stupid stick, if you believe that. You need to come out from that stupidity to trust in a piece of paper that they hang on your wall and tell you it's accurate time and they know when the seventh day was. It is asinine to believe that. I really can't understand Seventh-day Adventists or people that promote the seventh day. I just don't understand their reasoning. I really don't. Rather than focusing on the calendar itself, it makes more sense to qualify this future date with references left from the previous encounters of extraterrestrials with humanity. If the sons of God descended to Mount Hermon with the intention now of connecting the 33.33 with 20 and 12 navigationally, might they also have placed an additional marker coordinating 20 and 12 with the year of the return? It's right on the walls down in Peru. I mean, they left us a target date. It appears that they did place such a marker. And this is very probably the meaning of the Roswell event. Remember the Roswell? And I've taught on this. The crash at Roswell, New Mexico, that the government first announced that they had captured a flying disc. And the Air Force put out a notice. And then the next day, the orders came from higher up in Washington after this was already announced. And they retracted that and said it was nothing more than a weather balloon. And the people were intimidated. The rancher himself was threatened with his own life and his family. And his children are still living, and they tell you that. That the government hushed this rancher up, along with several other, including several of the military men that had announced it was a disc. And eyewitnesses that were there when they retrieved it, along with bodies of these serpents. The serpent race. Folks, somebody's got to wake up, because we're almost down here at the trigger. I mean, you know, the sights are set. The gun is loaded. And the trigger date is coming up. 2012, the changing of the, is actually coming into an age of enlightenment. And that's what I'm talking about here tonight. The 20 and 12. Notice, Roswell is a marker consisting of ancient sacred numbers. Now, I don't know whether you knew that or not, but tonight you're going to know it. That anchors the year 20 and 12 in our present time. The impact area near Roswell. Listen to this now. You're going to be freaked out and blown away like I was. It lays 33 degrees north latitude at a distance now. This is amazing. Of 2,012 miles from the equator. Now, I want to back up and, and bring it to you again. Roswell, New Mexico, on latitude longitude. It lays 33 degrees north latitude at a distance of 2,012 miles from the equator. I want to do that again. The impact area near Roswell, New Mexico, where the crater impact was, and they know exactly where it was at. North, 33 degrees north latitude at a distance of 2,012 miles from the equator. Now, you think that that was an accident, or you think that that was a purpose? That look for the year 2012 when these serpent dragons are going to come from the heavens with an army. It's going to be an invasion. You say, oh, buddy, you're out of your mind. Do you really believe that little green men walk on distant planets and that there's cheese on Mars and it's green and all that? You know, when Orson Welles did the program in 1939, the War of the Worlds, and announced that we were being invaded by creatures from outer space, people literally ran out, and because radio was the only thing that they had, but they literally ran out of their homes and panicked and looking up in the sky, anticipating. You think that might have been a dress rehearsal for what's coming? Well, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not a coincidence that 33 degrees north lays north latitude at a distance in Roswell of 2,012 miles from the equator, when the latitude of the impact site, which is 33 degrees north, now listen to this, when it is multiplied by the universal mathematical constant of pi of 3.14159.26572, the result is 104 degrees, which coincidentally is the longitude of the impact site. The value of pi is one of the most important numbers in geometry. Without an understanding of this number, the science of building, architecture, and navigation is not possible. Historians accurately base one of the classifications of a true civilization on its achievement to find the number pi. And these folks had it, ladies and gentlemen. It has been built into buildings like the pyramid. That equation is well rooted and settled and accepted by the scientific community that these ancient ones knew pi. At Roswell, if pi is multitude by the latitude from 33.00 to 33.59, a line with the resultant longitude can be traced showing the precise flight path that the disk travel before impact. This line of coordinates lies southeast to northeast exactly in the direction that the craft appeared to follow according to an eyewitness recording in the Roswell Daily Record on July the 8th, 1947. The large glowing object zoomed out of the sky from the southeast, going in a northeasterly direction at a high rate of speed. The object came into view from the southeast. The only place on Earth, now listen to this now, the only place on Earth where 33 degree latitude and 104 longitude exists without laying or without landing in an ocean at these coordinates due south of the equator or on an uninhabited mountain plateau as these coordinates do in the eastern hemisphere. It is a few miles northeast of Roswell, New Mexico, USA. Roswell, New Mexico, USA. Are they sending us a message? The sacred number 33 multiplied by pi happens to produce the location where a flying saucer crash landed in 1947 with ample witnesses both in and out of the military. The ranger himself and several other on their dying bed confessed that it was a saucer and that there was there were on board little men with quite different to us. They looked like they were reptilian. They had strange looking skin and their eyes were black and large. Scientists at the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, which is CT or SCTI, know that a radio message from intelligent life out in space would have to use this redundant universal mathematical constants. Universal constants are not dependent on calibration systems, but rather on ratios. They function with every counting system that exists. Every counting system that exists. Any signal coming from space that has these numbers stands out against the randomness of the background of space noise. Such a signal would define itself as an intelligent and deliberate. Such is the case with the location of the Roswell incident. The odds against a crash location occurring by chance precisely at the coordinates that are the product of pi times 33 are astronomical, on the order of millions and millions to one. The location was chosen, therefore, to show a deliberate and intelligent message. In other words, the Roswell event was not an accident. This is a profound contradiction to its initial appearance. The crash and destruction of the sophisticated flying vehicle with occupants, according to reports, seemed an unplanned disaster. It is exactly because of this appearance that researchers speculated that American radar, used in missile tracking experiments at White Sands testing grounds near Roswell, somehow brought the extraterrestrial vehicle down. However, if the message at Roswell is more than a strange mechanical coincidence, this would also suggest that the crash was staged to highlight 20 and 12 as a target date, and that the coordinates of 33.33 times pi equals the exact location of where the saucer crashed. The last thing we should look for is a message deposited in the crash location itself on the sacred numbers that I have indicated. It is more to the message than the display of pi. The Roswell event also incorporates numbers of the Earth's dimensions and orientation in space. These numbers interact with each other in patterns similar to those known to exist in occult ritual magic. Oh, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to close right there because, you see, my time is coming up. And so then, if the ritual magic spoken of in the book of Ezekiel, also in the book of Jeremiah, that this witchcraft spell of these Illuminatis, and it is really hounded and pounded on in the book of Enoch. He goes on to tell you that these mighty ones brought potions of witchcraft, charms and spells. They brought a secret priesthood into existence. Ladies and gentlemen, it is almost beyond the concept of the naive sheep that dwell upon the earth, that there's imminent danger coming in 20 and 12. The only thing that you're going to notice is that there is going to be a change in the air. Now, I've told you on my series of 20 and 12, I did 13 hours on this message several years back on 20 and 12, and the significance of it, or changes, are going to be major. Earthquakes and famines and pestilence. That is brought about due to the harp activity that the government is planning for this actually to happen. You see, just because the Bible said it was, don't mean that there is a system of evil that planned this to happen. And now they have the technology to make it so, and the Bible was only foretelling what an evil Babylonian system would do to the earth. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is coming down among you. You got my message tonight, and I love you very much. So, Yeah, remember that. That Satan is coming down among you, knowing that he has but a short time to work. And if 20 and 12 is actually, now Satan, don't look for Satan in the heavens. He say, well, Pastor Buddy lied, because he told us that there was a bunch of starships coming in the year 20 and 12, and when they don't show up, we'll know that he's a false prophet. I didn't say that Satan was going to show up in 20 and 12. I said it's a trigger date that begins and ushers in the age of the change and the spiritual conditions by the octave itself of the dimensional frequencies that are going to increase up to 13. This is all prophesied in the mind prophecy, that this age would come about and would come upon people unaware. But if you're ready, and if you see a spiritual change coming, both good and bad, that's what I'm prophesying. And when evil prevails, when Satan has done his work, and he'll do it quickly, the Bible says he will, when he's done his work, what he's going to do, he's going to deceive the whole earth with his magic and his potions and his power. And his angels are going to be here. They're going to come in on their starships. You say, oh, I just don't believe that, Pastor Buddy. These guys don't ride around in spaceships. Well, let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. What was it that followed the Israelites across the desert? Didn't it look like an orb of light at night? And did it not look like a concealed orb in a cloud during the day that it followed them? It had an intelligence. What in the world has our thinking been? How have we been dumbed down and taken out of the truth into a lie to worship all of this crap that's going on in these churches? It's almost asinine. They're promising you liberty. They're promising you a rapture out. It's not going to be a rapture, it's going to be a capture. Satan is going to come up on this earth, and the people that are unaware are not prepared mentally, spiritually, and physically. You've got to have all three of these combinations, and we're working on these things. Those who are in my class and study with me, we cover these areas of potentiality, and we know that Satan is going to come in and he's going to deceive the very elect. We're going to have some of our own ranks fall. Many are going to be deceived according to the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel. It's an awesome chapter. And the 12th chapter, those two chapters right there alone, not to mention the 8th chapter where Daniel encountered these watchers and he had interaction with them. And we say, oh, it's not possible, and Buddy is a cook for teaching this thing. Well, was Daniel a cook? Was the Messiah a cook? Did he go up on a cloud? Or did he go up in a cloud? Was it the same cloud system that followed the Israelites? These are just questions that they beg for an answer. And I hope and trust tonight that these answers would basically give you some hope and give you an understanding that you may know him that is true and that you prepare. Now, let me show you how to get prepared before I close. Repent and be baptized in the wonderful, magnanimous, and the most magnificent name above all names, in the name of Yahweh. It's for the remission of your sins. Now, that's a cleansing, a purging of your sins to make you a clean candidate. You see, Yahweh's not going to deal with you if you're dirty. And the only way you can get your sins remitted is going to that water and be buried in the ancient name of Yahweh. It is the most ancient. And I challenge any preacher that listening to me that don't believe in the name of Yahweh, do a debate with me. I just challenge you to do that. And we'll base it strictly on the Bible. We're not basing it on your assumptions. You know, you sat on that thing and look like it's well padded. So, don't base it on your assumptions. We'll base it on the word of Yahweh. We'll go back to the original Hebrew language, and we'll bring into you the name of Yahweh, which is above every name. You can laugh at it, mock at it, cast it down to the ground, and still prosper. It ain't bothering me if you do. If you live to be 190 years old, that's a short time that you've got to spend in hell for denying him. And you're going to go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. And don't you forget that when you lash out against the name of Yahweh. You know that there's a day set for you that the judgment will be set, and that man sitting on the throne, who's given his name so many times, and he even wrote it in the earth. There's no other name written in the earth except Yahweh. And heaven's declared that his name would be registered and recorded in the earth. And I'll tell you where it's at. It's in that area of the 33rd degree. That 33-year-old man that died. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get on the righteous side of 33, not on the unrighteous, illuminated side. And you better know that. Well, you got my message tonight. You got to repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin, receive the Holy Ghost, and you got to keep His times. That's a true Sabbath. And ladies and gentlemen, anybody that falls short of that has missed the mark. And if you miss the mark, you're going to miss the plan. If you miss the plan, you're going to miss the land to dwell in. All nations will come before me and they will be judged. Now, these are the nations of Israel, the 12 tribes. And if you turned out to be a goat rather than a sheep, which has, you see, goats and sheep are just like distant cousins. There were 5 wise in the house of Israel and 5 foolish. Are you going to be in the foolish crowd or are you going to be in the wise? Are you going to go, you're going to get life for your lamp? Get your understanding and let's get on with the program. And also, I am sponsored by all of the believers and the supporters of the Shepherd's Call Ministry. I have many friends that helps me pay my bills. It gives me a chance to sit here night after night and preach to you the things that I feel like in my heart are essential for you, to give you some understanding. I'm just not off the wall with these things. I study and pray and I fast and I seek my King. So I advise you to hear the word. If you'd like to write me tonight, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, and the zip is 37824. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And if you'd like to write me in a letter, send me some support, and maybe a word of encouragement, or maybe a word of criticism. I'm big enough to take either one. If you're not big enough to take the acclimates that come your way, and sort of clam up when you get some criticism, I'm willing to face the criticism and answer your questions in a most righteous and loving and patient way, that Yahweh could bless you and give you an understanding that you turn from your wicked ways, and to know and to understand that Yahweh's coming soon. My telephone number, in case you'd like to know, is area code 423-626-2172. I'll be back Wednesday night. And we'll be in here at 10 o'clock on Wednesday night on WWRB 3.185 with our message part 2 of the numbering systems of the present age. You don't want to miss part 2. It's going to be very exciting and informative to you. Our website tonight is oneyahweh.com. Brother Bob, our webmaster, has got all of the messages right up until this present message for this year posted on our website. We have many messages going back, I think, to 205, somewhere around there. And they're on the website. You can feel free to download them, use them in any way that you can, obstructively or constructively. You just leave it up to Yahweh. He'll judge you for how you use the message and the information. Yahweh's blessings be with you. I got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you Wednesday night with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. And let it be said tonight that I love you.